was thinking this morning about what we're doing here and what this is all about. Paul says, from now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. And though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come. And this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Being an ambassador is a great responsibility. It's something that we don't often think about, but it is a big part of who we are. Sharing God's message wherever we go, wherever we can, the people that we know. And that's what Chris and Erica have been doing for a long time. And very glad to be able to talk with them about the possibilities of coming to California. So let's pray together. Father, we thank you for today, for everything that you give us. Thank you for watching over us today. Father, we pray especially that you'll be with us during this next few minutes, that we can share our goals and our dreams for you and for your kingdom. Help us to see the things that you want us to see and the doors that you open for us. Thank you for letting us be ambassadors in your kingdom. Help us to understand that responsibility wherever we go. We thank you for Chris and Erica and the amazing ability to be able to talk with each other across the world. With us again today, Father, during this time in our worship way. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, Chris and Erica, it's surely good to see you. Good to see Pat and Herschel able to get on, Chris Wilson, Ruth, others we've said hi to before. Today is Sunday, but it's Sunday night to you. Speak a few minutes about what your day was like today.
Just like your day, we wake up. The first thing, we praise God. We were in Genesis last week here at Euphoria Church. And if there's one decision that we can pick up from the book of Genesis, is we begin everything with God, because he's the beginning and the end. And so we begin the day by reading and praying and writing down like the goals. Maybe as a gift for you, one of the specific things that we work together as a congregation here today, if you look here, there are like posters on this wall. And we know there are around 70 members in the Belmont Church. Guess what? There are about 70 posters here. This wall is dedicated to you and are mostly like verses from the Bible, because as a music composer, it's like the stanzas and things like that. That was maybe something different that we've done today. We created this wall as a gift. Other than that, we were looking forward to connect with you and share a little bit of our past, present and future. We definitely appreciate you very much, because we feel the love, the connection in between the members, and we watch the services, and we trust that you are in the Word, you love God, and you follow Jesus. We want to connect with a community where we can make disciples. The love in between us that attracts other people. I know we can share some pictures from our past, from South America. We were in Ecuador for a few years in different locations. And God used our family to start two groups there. One, it was in Spanish, and the other one was expats mainly. It's a lot of nature over there. Actually, here, there's one of the men that was baptized there. His name is David. He's from California. And his wife, Tanya, is from Europe. And we're meeting outdoor. Sometimes people ask for a location of the church. It's like the central park of the city, because that's how South America is organized. It's usually a central park, and over there we can meet. But also in homes, like we are meeting in homes, in each and every member's home, and we're praying. And also we had like weddings. Obviously before the weddings we had baptisms. And this, again, are like in the river. This is a very natural environment over there. This is Carl and Roxy. If you know the website Relay Forever, you can see like testimonies. They are sharing their life, how Carl grew up in Canada as an atheist. Then, you know, we're searching like in New Age answers for his life, but he wasn't able to find. And one day he was actually asking for help to someone, like God, maybe. And we met him in the Central Park. I shared the gospel with him, and they got baptized. This is Roxy's Baptist. This is his. This is a local congregation. These are Ecuadorians. This is in the southern part of Ecuador. This is Loja, Iglesia de Cristo, like Church of Christ in Loja. And the other one is in Vilcabamba. Then we returned here in Europe, and we are on the Black Sea coast in Romania. I do like youth devotionals. When you think about the most important thing, emotion comes from motion. We need to move in order to feel good. So part of the ministry here is how to stay in shape, fit, in order to be healthy. Part of the coaching, the mentoring I'm doing with the members here. Then there are poor people. Obviously, we help them. When people were in lockdown, we're going to their postal boxes, sharing with them like a call how to remain in the scriptures. And also we love to garden, and so to have like fresh food. And then we connected with you also, as we're searching for a Church of Christ in the States, especially California, where we can move forward with the Kingdom of God. Trilingual, because as you know, we do Romanian, Spanish, and English. And I don't know how many of you have been on the websites, but Euphoria.church is the main site that you can see some of the ministries we are doing here. We sing scriptures, evangelize, Bible talks. We have a video and media production where we do like intentional outreach videos, short videos. People are consuming a lot of audio and video nowadays, so I recorded the audio Bible. Then you can see like a plan how to reach the people in every city. The other websites are like Cantando Escritura. This is the Spanish. Basically, we are going through the Bible every week through a book. Last week we've been in Genesis, this week we are in Exodus. We split the chapters by days, like a portion. And then online, we meet every Saturday. We have three different groups, and in these groups, people are able to share how was the week. More like a life group, you have these life groups over there. It's very bonding because it helps us connect and share the good and the bad, and then pray one for another. And that was the best experience, like meeting thousands of people over the years, truly remaining in the scriptures with the question, how can I fulfill this in my life? Just going to Genesis. How can I start it every day with God? How can I start every meal with Him, every relationship, every conversation? When you start with God, you know that you are working by faith. And even when we relocated in South America, we did something, some people say, by faith, because without having a sponsoring church, we sold our house and we paid for the mission trip. We have now 5 children. We homeschool them. The first 3, which are teenagers, they are baptized. Thank you for allowing me to share a bit of our journey with God.
Chris, why don't you tell us about your choice to become a Christian, and Erica as well?
I love Erica's story because she grew up reading the Bible. She went to different groups, like evangelicals and so on, but remained with none of them. Someone wrote her a letter, said, hey, I found someone who is like you. They say they're just simple Christians, they just read the Bible. And so she was invited to the Bucharest Church of Christ. When she came to the Bucharest Church of Christ, she saw the church. She said, this is our simple Christians. So she was baptized in 28th February 97. I have an older brother, Mike, and he was searching some friends. That was 2001. He's a triathlon coach. And so he was searching, and in that period of time, he was met on the street, because sometimes the church was going out on the streets and just like inviting people to a Bible study with an invitation card. He was baptized in October 2001, and he invited me. And the invitation card had John 8, and I think that was the first seed, because I was reading on the card, Jesus said to those who believed in him, if you remain in my words, you're truly my disciples, you'll know the truth and the truth shall set you free. And I said, do I truly believe Jesus existed? I mean, definitely count the years after him. There are so many evidences. And I said, I have nothing to lose. Yes, I believe. And that was my first decision, just based on that scripture. And the second thing was, he said, remain. What does it mean, remain? It's not just reading, but also to fulfill. That was my second decision, how to remain, how to continue, how to persevere. Since then, every day I read the scripture in order to see how to fulfill that, how to practice that, and it's a good fruit. I praise God because there's wisdom. It's truly a lamp to my feet. It's a light, it's guiding, preparing for every good work. It's alive and working. It's not lazy, it's not dead, it's alive. I want the truth, I want the freedom from falsehoods, because if you want to get to a certain location and you have a wrong map, you end up messed up. So I really want to have the right map, and the Bible is the right map for eternal life and for this life also, to know how to live here and how to live eternally. So these are some of the reasons why I decided to become a Christian, and that was March 2001 when the brothers were opening the scriptures with me. I was baptized in 6 April 2002, and I met Erica in the church as I was getting to know each and every brother and sister and hear their testimonies. I loved her testimony. I loved the most her walk with God. She was walking with God, like praying. And I saw, you know, answered prayers on her side. I said, I really want to live with someone that is faithful. We got married in 2004. So this is Romania. We visited like Hungary and Bulgaria, here in Eastern Europe, Moldavia. We were with the Churches of Christ. We believe the Churches of Christ are what we find in the Bible. Now we are searching to work with the church in states, especially we feel like California, it fits our family more than other states. Because of the culture, the climate, everything health-wise and food, we can fit over there. And we definitely, if the job was in LA, I would be more reluctant. But if it's in Belmont or, you know, more like a conservative city, that's, you know, what we are looking after. And because of the internet now, it's very easy to reach the whole world. We speak fluently like Spanish, English, Romanian, and together having this unity, Christ, I think God can bless us. And we appreciate so much like Herschel and Larry and Doug and Ron, and just connecting with all these brothers, calling and talking and praying together. We're building the bridge from both sides. We are content where we are, even if we see warplanes and, you know, drones and things like that here on the Black Sea coast. They are like NATO and all this stuff. We are more concerned about the spiritual war. You know, it's a hot spot because during the summer, being a holiday resort, we will have thousands of people coming. And we always meet new people, and we are able to share the gospel. So please pray. As we are in transition, as we are in the process, it will take a few months. We don't know exactly, but... definitely your prayers and the friendship that we're building. There's a place in heaven for us, and that's the most amazing thing. I mean, we have this safety net of grace. Thank you so much for allowing us to share and to be together of this journey.
We are definitely interested in wanting to share the kingdom here in this. I'm glad that you guys are interested in doing the same thing.
You're going to be working with the youth group if you come here, Chris?
We love to see family-integrated churches, and as I was talking with the elders, I understand you are thinking the same. So as an involvement minister, I think it's important to work with the youth and the families so we are all together in this. It's not separating the ministries. And just as Doug asked me, I think the best experience I had so far is just remain in the scripture united. So the best thing you can do is, like, the members that are now in the church or those who are not yet baptized, invite them to join the Bible reading plan, because knowing that all of us, we are reading the same things, that unites us a lot. The Spirit works through the Scripture, and so we feel the same, we think the same, just like Paul was saying to the Corinthians. We have the same kind of mindset and direction. I see this in my youth. Whenever they are reading more or less, you can feel that. In terms of how much they serve, how much they take wise decisions, that's usually the key. But also the physical aspect, like we organize different events every week in order to work out. We saw a lot of opportunity over there to organize like potlucks and hiking and all these things. Erica is very good also with the woman, doing fitness and things like that, which helps our body to have the focus and energy. And so the youth usually have that part, need that part. And instead of taking it from the world, it's better to have it in the church.
Thank you.
Chris, how long were you in South America before you took on your current position that you're at right now?
We went over there 2015 and 2019. So we've been here in this location over 2 years.
Through the eldership here in Beaumont, a lot of efforts have been made to do outreach in different types and ongoing, you know. But because it's a commuter community, a lot of the people are stressed, they're beat at the end of the week. How do we break through that stress that these people are under to get them to see that Jesus is the way?
all of us can recognize as most people that came to Jesus for healing. People are craving that recovery, that transformation. And I praise God we had that in our family. There's a breakthrough when you start moving. Emotion comes from motion. I do life coaching. Even now, if you raise your arms a little bit, you already feel like blood moving. If we really want to be a restoration movement, we need to start moving. That's the key. Follow the program. Have results from the first month, because it's just how you think, how you eat, how you move. Just having a clear, concise plan, how you're going to move forward. Like, if you grade your faith, you grade your fitness. Where are you? Like, let's say from 1 to 10. And 1 is, like, very low. And 10 is like, man, boo! He's like, where are you? I'm like, okay, I'm 5. I'm honest. Okay, so how can you get to 6? What kind of practical steps, you know, more detailed plan for each and every one? That's what I'm looking after, even with the youth. It doesn't matter the age or where you are. When you see that transformation in the church, they'll be attracted. They want that. They want to have that. And that's what God expects of us. He wants us to be more like Jesus. He wasn't walking like sick, and he was like helping people. So we as Jesus, we need to help people, help ourselves first, change. If Jesus would come to Belmont today to preach, he would say, repent. He would say, repent in every congregation. But that repentance, that transformation looks different for each and every one. For me, it may be better communicator, maybe. Each and every one, we have to say, how would the repentance would look like in my situation? And then ask feedback from those around us. What do you think I need to transform or change or replace? You know, because that's good news. You don't have to be stuck. If you feel bad, if you're sick, you don't have to be stuck there. God wants you. He's like, come on. Just take my hand, ask for that wisdom, ask for that faith. I'm here, but we need to ask. We need to make that step. This is the best outreach. When people are coming like, Chris, how are you? You don't know what's happening into the world? I'm like, yeah, I know. But I know the end. When you know the end of the story, you have confidence. We know the end, and we don't fear death. And everybody fears something, you know, rejection, failure, whatever. But when you exercise, you know, having that trust in God and exercise loving one another, maybe you need encouragement today. I'm here to give you encouragement. You think now, what can I give to Chris? We think how we can give. Love is giving. Sometimes it's encouragement. Sometimes it's service. Sometimes it's money. Whatever is needed to give to one another in order to complete that. So they will know we are disciples because we love one another. That's the best outreach. It comes from us. We start transforming our lives and honestly say, Lord, I need your help. And he's here to help us. That's the best outreach. People crave for that real change where they can have hope and they can see transformation. And that comes with a little bit of fitness, a little bit of changing the food, a little bit of being more involved in one another's life. It's the most amazing experience. Just to pick up, it's the first day of the week. I'll take Chris' advice, and I write down at least 2 brothers or 2 sisters, someone that I will reach out this week, and I will pray with them. It doesn't have to be Sunday. They can do the same, and then everything starts moving, and we restore that love that God has for us and for the community. And I envision, you know, just doing that small thing, 1 year from now, 5 years from now, 500 members in Belmont Church. 5,000 members in Belmont, because love is the best thing. And that's why we talk. That's why we are here, because it's where love dwells.
Love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall I know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. By this shall all know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another.
Amen.
Yeah, we really have a multicultural community here. If you go out 20 miles in any direction, there's a lot of different cultures. You've already visited a lot of these cultures.
Aftermath of the pandemic, a lot of people have experienced increased isolation that has been accompanied by a lot of depression and anxiety. And you've mentioned health in the body as a big focus of getting people to connect with their emotions. And so I wonder what your approach will be for the youth in our community to help them become trusting of God, to help them cope with the anxiety and the depression around middle school age. It's starting to manifest, troubling to my part in a great degree. My question was about incorporating mental health into the methods of physical health and spiritual health.
It's a more organic answer. Just, again, love sounds like so overused, but love is giving what we need. So sometimes it's just listening. That's one-on-one. That's maybe in the group. Whenever you see a happy family and you're attracted, you want to get close, you know, even with the music and everything, people are feeding with the energy from the recordings. For example, they watch my recordings because they want to get that enthusiasm. People crave for that alive energy. Depression and all these things, imagine a valley, right? And you see someone on a hill, sometimes I need to get lower into the valley and say, hey, how are you? What's on your mind? And things like that. Sometimes he's just singing. Sometimes he's just praying. Jesus never healed the blind, right? The same way. He did it differently. It's not like, oh, we don't know. It's love, but how? How? Because sometimes people need words. Sometimes they need service. Sometimes they need maybe an apple. I can cook something delicious and invite you to a potluck, and half an hour later, you're like me. And it's just nutrition. Most people lack knowledge or understanding about nutrition. Nutrition is a big thing. The father of medicine, so-called father of medicine, said, you know, let the food be your medicine. And so instead of taking all kind of drugs, you just have to feed your body what needs in order to feel better. For example, if you are depressed or anxiety and all these things are because of too much stress. And I recognize there's even more and more stress coming along the way because there's too much. That's the key word. Too much information, too much everything, too much taste, too much. And so we have been created with less and we have to, you know, detox a lot. Detox information, detox emotionally, detox physically. But that's, you know, a decision. People who came to Jesus, they came and said, help me. It depends. It starts with prayer first. If you feel like there's someone in the community and is not going well, we have to pray first and say, hey, Father, help us, help this person. He can recover and restore health in this person. But it's from all parts. It's God, it's us, it's that person. It's not just God, it's not just us, it's not just that person. It's a synergy in all of us. Case by case, everything can be fixed. Nowadays, it's like we have all the knowledge necessary to fix anything. It's just to seek. Seek and you shall find.
I just wanted to thank Chris and his family for being here this morning for us and sharing their views and everything.
There's a fairly robust community of Romanians here in Redlands, which is very close to Beaumont. So just so you know, you will be able to speak your home language as well as Spanish.
Thanks for sharing, Chris. We heard when you said that in the announcements, and I'm already researching.
Excellent. I can put you in touch with some of those people. I can send an email out.
Sure. Just like Larry said, we're ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven. So imagine we can give citizenship for heaven to people. So this immigration issue in between these nations nowadays, it's a small matter compared with the kingdom of God, which is all over the earth. And I think we are sometimes deceived in the amount of authority and of blessings that we have in the churches of Christ, you know, compared with everything that is happening into the world. So looking forward to see the kingdom spreading in Redlands.
Well said, brother. I've been impressed about your study of the area, the towns. You've been digging in to see what our culture is like, which is what every missionary does. I share my appreciation for that. I was thinking, and haven't had a chance to ask you yet, in your early weeks being here, how would you meet new people? Do you have a plan in mind, or are you walking around to pray?
Don't get me started. That's why I'm searching for a church in the States, because I have so many ideas. California fits. You know, I have a good relationship with the North Boulevard Church in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. The minister, David, told me, Chris, you know, half of the people I meet almost every week, they're from California, and they relocate here because California is like Babylon or things like that. You look like the crazy person going over there. I said, man, this opportunity, you know, when this thing started with Ukraine, I went over there. I did videos with the brothers and sisters that came from Ukraine to Moldavia. It's always different, but I can say some ideas. One of them is obviously the members of the church. Each member of the church meets different kinds of people that are not baptized yet. And so the number one thing is have a prayer list. We have a written prayer list that we change every week. Obviously, some of the items will continue, Herschel, or different items will change. On the prayer list, you have to be intentional. Okay, so this is Sunday. Chris asked us if we can write down at least two brothers or sisters that we can reach out during the week and pray with them and, you know, see how can we help them. Maybe these are the first two names that you can write on your prayer list and start praying one for another. On that prayer list, you start writing the names of the people you'll meet and they are not yet saved. And share it with the brother and sister that you'll get together and pray. And say, hey, I have this and this, this person. It's my neighbor or it's my relative. And so prayer has an amazing power. It's like when two of us come together in the name of Jesus for someone else, this is love in front of our Heavenly Father. And He creates circumstances in such a way that you can share the gospel or you can share scripture with that person and just plant a seed or water a seed. That's the number one thing, that you already meet with a lot of people in Belmont community, you know, Yucaipa, Kalimesa, all around, like Loma Linda, that are not yet saved. But in the backstage, being in prayer, these people being prayed for intentionally, that God is offering you an opportunity to share a verse, help them get closer to God. That's the relationship part. Now, obviously, we will move from here, from there, travel or go to the grocery store. So as we are going, we always share. It's a lifestyle. Usually, we have Fridays more focused on evangelism and more focused on following up with people. Following up with the people on our list. Because on Saturdays we have the Bible talk. And then Sundays we have the meeting. Usually we meet with the people who are baptized and can take communion. So the people who are not yet baptized, we meet with them on Saturdays. Or during the week in order to study the Bible. So the most powerful thing is how I can share a scripture or a story. Or ask a question or just interact with someone. In a such way God, the Holy Spirit will help them. That's kind of number two. Number one is the members having the prayer list and reaching intentionally to those. That's love. We were in Revelation 2 weeks ago, and it seems like in heaven we have amazing fellowship, amazing worship. It seems like over there our salvation is sealed. I mean, we are sealed for the salvation. We don't fear death. Amen. Woohoo! Hallelujah. But those who are lost, they'll go to hell. So if there's something that we have to be more intentional here on earth, is to seek and save the lost. Having those people on your prayer list today, you know, there's a connection in between the hand and the mind and the heart. And when you're writing down, what's written is real. It's just like the Bible. We have the Bible, right? Because it was written. And write the names and pray for them. Pray physically with someone else. Be at least two in the name of Jesus and pray for that list. And you'll see amazing things happening. That's number one. Number two is just reaching out as we go. And number three, there are specific events. Like, these events can be promoted online like a poster. I already signed up for, you know, Belmont government, and I see what they're doing. And all the, you know, fellowship, church, Baptist. It seems like there's, like, so-called of a church at every corner. I saw what kind of activities, you know, like Cherry Festival and all that. Obviously, there are some specific activities we can do in order to outreach, and we can invite people, and you have the building over there. If I have to pick one which is very much family-friendly, because Belmont has over half of the population being young families, and more young families are moving in, if we can establish, you know, like some swings and a place where people can come with the children, and obviously the first thing is us, families from the church. But then if you invite, we just get around that person and love him and love that family, and they get baptized and they are added to the church. That's on the number three ideas. There's a long list of events and activities. That's family-related fitness. People need recovery with their health and workshops. People want to balance work and life, family, things like that.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you very much. I should have had a...
Please do. At least if you do the prayer list, God will bless you. I'm just curious. Who wants to do the written prayer list and write down at least two, three people?
This great opportunity that we have. We at least encourage everybody to use our church bulletin list, prayer list from there, and we're adding to that.
Amen. When you write it down with your own hand, you own it.
Right.
The bulletin is a guideline. It's informational. Then you write it down. It's yours. It's Larry's list before God.
People that we want to write down that we want to share Jesus with, to lift them up and draw them closer to God. And so often we concentrate on physical illness, and we need to share Jesus so people can be saved. Those are the names that are critical for our list.
And it's very easy because we have all these tools nowadays. One click away, you can share the website, Relate Forever. Or if you have a Spanish-speaking friend, Cantando Escrituras. It's so easy, like the people in Redlands, right? The Romanians. It's Cristian Pădurariu. It's like a Christian ranger. They understand that. They click on the website and they can listen to the audio Bible. I recorded the whole audio Bible if they're interested in God. So this is a specific thing. For example, if you're saying, I don't know how to reach this person, but I know I can pray for that person, I can write it down. Well, ask, how are you doing? And they will always have problems. And say, can we take a moment and just pray about it? And if they say, yeah, just pray for that problem and put it before God. And that's it. You'll see amazing things. So I have just one question, and it's about how large is the youth group?
We have none who joined us this morning. We have four that should have been here, and I don't know why they're not here. Therein is our challenge, and it's hard to count them because of that.
So these four are children of the members?
Yes.
Thank you. There are two things. One of the things is we are talking about the congregation that is already there and the people that are in the community, which are already there, but they are lost and they desperately need Jesus. But then there's, let's put it this way, brothers and sisters that would love this vision that I'm sharing, how to restore fully Christianity, first century Christianity, and have a restart in the same time, which are all over the states. Like, for example, there's someone in Virginia who wants to come here. And we're talking, you know, like maybe they can come over there. Why am I sharing this? Is pray specific. If you write down Christian, because you have Chris, Christian and the family, there's a team of people. So when we come to Belmont, it's not just the church will grow with seven more. It may grow with 20, 30 more. Because these people want to be together to create content. Like we need a group of people that are intentionally producing songs a cappella. You know, the cappella Keith Lancaster. I compose these scripture songs. So to record these songs together, then it's visual content. People are consuming a lot of videos, like, you know, click on the feed and all that. So the Belmont Church, it will be like the pillar church for bringing all this team together. And I expect this team to be even over 100 people. We will see. This is towards the end of this year. I don't know how you cope with that.
I like your vision, plans. We really appreciate you guys joining us today. It is 10:30. Some of us need to get in the car to get to the church building. Anybody have any final questions that we can answer quickly?
First, I wanted to say something. Hold on just a second.
I think this is a case to where instead of our preaching to the preacher to get involved, we have someone who is helping us to get involved. It's more the case, let's do this together, not you go do it. So I think that's great. And I see some great potential for the Beaumont Church. We would really have to pull together because we would need to come up with furniture and get the things for them that they will need, not just the piece that we no longer have any use for. That's all this working together.
Amen.
We relocated just with the backpack, so I mean,
each of us had just one backpack when we moved, what we could take with us on the airplane.
Wow.
So this was all. And the church, when we get there, helped us with everything we needed locally. It was so beautiful. We really felt that we are coming in a family.
That's encouraging. Let's pray together. Lord God, we really thank you for the way you work in your world, the way you bring your children together in rather miraculous ways. Father, you bless us. You give us what we need when we look to you. And so, Father, right now we look intently your way so that you can guide us, give us wisdom, give us insight, give us courage and boldness, Father, to move ahead for this community. Thank you, Father, for introducing us to Christian and Erica and his family. Father, continue to bless us and give us insight and give us favor, Father, among all of those that need to work together to make some good happen here. Father, we praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Love you.
Love you too.
I love you too.